Are you ready, Steve Gibson, for the Fantastic Tip of the Week Award? Joseph Ender from Neuheim, Switzerland writes, in episode 120, Brian Dewey asked for a possibility to download all the patches and fixes for Windows XT. C Prime T, a great German magazine, created an offline update script for many MS systems. Oh, that's neat. And you'll find it at Heise Security. That's heise-security.co.uk.
Yes. People can just Google offline-update in order to find it quickly. This thing is so cool. When I learned about this from Joseph, I grabbed a copy, downloaded it. It's a zip that you expand to a little directory. Basically, it's an EXE. It's got a beautiful UI. You say, I want to build an ISO CD of all the updates from the beginning of Windows XP. And this thing uses Microsoft's own tools in order to access Microsoft's site. It downloads all the security patches. It downloaded Service Pack 2 and everything since, and ended up building a single 680 meg ISO, which you can then burn to a CD, and you've got a single disk that brings any newly installed, freshly installed Windows XP right up to speed, or Windows 2000, or Office 2000, 2003, Office XP. I mean, it's completely multilingual. I mean, it is really cool. A number of people responded to, as Joseph did, to Brian Dewey's question, because I had remembered that there was some way, somewhere on Microsoft, where you get a list of these things. A number of people talked about something called Ryan VM, I think it was, but then bemoaned the fact that it hadn't been updated since June, which, of course, it's like, well, okay, you're a lot further along than you were with just Service Pack 2, but so maybe you only had to install, 50 patches instead of 95. But this thing, because it uses the real-time data directly from Microsoft's Windows Update site, it knows how to parse all of the metadata. It downloaded all the patches, merged them all together, and built one single ISO image. It's extremely cool.
Yeah. So I guess, I had mentioned a system that worked in XP and within Windows Update of going to the networked updates and seeing the list there. But this makes it so much simpler.
Well, yes. And if you're someone who's installing XP, I mean, the real question was, and you
do I have to reboot? How long is this going to take?
Well,
I'm going to do it over and over.
And as I remember Brian's question, he did not want to be on the net. And so my response was, well, now that, as long as you've got Service Pack 2, if you've got Windows XP with Service Pack 2, you've got the firewall turned on by default. Even if you didn't have Service Pack 2, you could make sure your Windows firewall was on and you're probably safe. But the beauty of this is an offline update. So you install Windows XP, you then use this CD, and it will bring you absolutely current with never going on the internet. And this site is very nice too, because it demonstrates, the Microsoft Baseline Security Advisor, that BSA tool that's able to analyze the state of your machine. It shows a before and after, where just by applying the CD that this system builds, the Baseline Security Advisor is completely satisfied. It says, okay, you are absolutely current. So this thing does it with no network connection.
It has to get a network connection initially to download everything, right?
Yes. Yeah. You would have a machine on the net that you would use to build this ISO, but then it builds one. I mean, this is what I'm doing from now on, Leo. I just did a Windows install the other day, and it's like, oh, here we go. Reboot, download, blah, blah, blah. Now I've got this disk. It's what I will do after I install Windows XP before I go any further. And so even if you didn't build one of these immediately until Service Pack 3 comes out for Windows XP, which we know is in beta somewhere, until that comes out, this brings you like up to now, and then you'd only have to do whatever patches had come out in the second Tuesday of the month cycles, right, since then. So I mean, it just brings you much closer.
Really cool. Again, that's just Google online, or I'm sorry, offline-update, and it is the first item that shows up there, but it's from Heise, HEISE-security.de, and then click on the English flag to get to the UK site. And Karsten Violka and Torsten Wittrock were the two who worked on this. Really, that's a neat idea. That's a way to do it.
And I got to tell you, I mean, the execution, I just think they did such a nice job.
Is it batch files? How are they doing it?
No, well, it's an exe and then a bunch of command scripts, and all of it's there. You can browse it. I was thinking, hey, how did they make this ISO? Because, I mean, there it is. There's an ISO you can burn to CD. And they did the whole job. That's so neat. Trivial to use. It's just fantastic.
And you picked a version. It actually works for Windows 2000, XP, and Server 2003.
Yeah.
So you can pick your version.
And every language you ever heard of.
Yeah. Really neat. Really neat. Well,
All the Office stuff also.
Oh, really? Oh, great. So if anybody's got to build Windows systems, XP systems or 2000 systems, this is a must. Yep. That's a must. Thank you, Joseph.